This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hoping all of you are well today and your week is off to an amazing, amazing start. So much has taken place since our last chat. B dropped an album. We dropped merch for the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Now there is monkeypox, this monkeypox thing going around. So there's so much happening. And I feel like this world that we live in could be a series on HBO, right? Like pandemic season one, COVID was a ride, right? Like that was absolutely insane. But like, it feels like pandemic season two, monkeypox is loading. And I'm like, here we go. And I don't know about you guys. And if you guys have been keeping up with that, but y'all, it just always, why does it always feel like everything is like terrifying, you know? COVID was scary as it was, but this other stuff looks scary, scary. So please, y'all, wherever you are, please take care of yourselves out there. Please be safe. I'm really about to be telling people, like, please, 6 feet, all the pressure. And all of this as school is opening back up for some of you, it's just crazy. So please, please take care of yourselves. I don't watch the news much, but when I do watch, I'm like, who is making this stuff up? You know, like who comes up with this? Is there a writer's room and they're just throwing stuff out there? Like the world has not been the same since that first week in March 2020, and we've just been on this ride ever since. So please, y'all, take care of yourselves, boo. Take care of your families and stay safe. Also, big thanks to those of you that got some merch these last few weeks. I really, really appreciate you so much. If you do not know, which I'm sure you do by now, the Slay Girl Slay podcast has merch that dropped a few weeks ago. We've got hats, sweatshirts, jackets, and hoping that at some point you check it out by clicking the link in the description of this episode. I won't keep you long today, boo. At least I hope I don't. But this has kind of been on my heart for a minute. And I've been just kind of sitting with it and trying to put my thoughts together around what I wanted to say. For those of you that maybe just accomplished something or really close to accomplishing something, a goal, a dream, and you've been at it for a while, but maybe you're going through a lot and you're like, I really don't know if I can do this anymore. You know, I feel like giving up, and you just feel like you keep having to go through things and you're tired. I wanted to remind you that all hell tends to break loose right before a breakthrough. And what I mean by that is, if your head has been down and you've been minding your business and working on you and working on your family, working on your plans and the things that you want to do, and right now it feels like chaos and everything feels like it's going wrong and you feel like you're falling apart, whatever you're working towards, boo, maybe is just about to happen. Sometimes we feel like we're gonna break right before a breakthrough. How do I know that? Because for some reason, that has always been true for me. The biggest moments in my life didn't just two-step their way into my lap. Oftentimes, right before my biggest moments, my biggest accomplishments, my biggest breakthroughs, I was right on the brink of giving up on my goals, giving up on my dreams, giving up on myself. And I would say things like, man, this thing that I want must not be for me. It must be for everybody else. But there must be something about me. There must be something wrong with me, or I must be doing something wrong where the things that I want aren't meant for me, because I keep having to go through stuff and I keep having to show up for my business and show up for my family, show up for the people who believe in me. And I'm putting in all this work and I feel like I'm sacrificing everything, but I'm getting nowhere. And that thinking, boo, will have you making decisions for your life, for your family, for your business that should never be made in the first place. That type of thinking will have you walking away from a door that was just about to open. You can be right on the brink of something, growth, change, an accomplishment, and your life will feel like, quite literally, you're in the final season of Game of Thrones, fighting for your life. And I'm laughing, but it's true, because I understand, because that has been me lately. And it seems like no matter what I do, no matter how hard I work, no matter how bad I want to live a soft life, the soft life don't want me. And I find myself saying, if it's not one thing, it's another, a lot these days. And one way I know I'm close to a breakthrough, because for every good moment that I have, there is a moment of chaos, a moment of frustration and worry, a moment of overwhelm. And some days it feels like a fight for my peace, a fight for my health, a fight for my family, a fight for my life. But in moments like this, there's a light bulb that goes off. Sometimes it's in the middle of me wiping my face from crying about something. Sometimes that light bulb goes off when I have an attitude and I feel like the victim and everything is happening to me and not for me. And the light bulb goes off and I'm like, Ashley, this is not new. You have been here before. Right before you accomplish something big, right before your life changes for the better, you feel like you're falling apart. It's like clockwork, drama, chaos, anxiety, tears, overwhelm, drama, chaos, anxiety, tears, overwhelm, and then boom, the door you've been kicking at for so long, that door you almost walked away from, swings right open. And that's where I want you today, boo. Wherever you are in the world and whatever you're doing, it's been on my heart to tell you that maybe the door you're kicking at is just about to open. It's been on my heart to tell you to just keep going. Stay focused, boo. I don't care how crazy it gets. And believe me, I know it can get crazy. But you have to stay focused. You have to keep kicking. You have to keep fighting. Why? Because you are not a quitter. We are not quitters. I'm going to remind you, like I have to keep reminding myself, that you are not new to this. You feel me? We both know that we have to be stretched. We both know that we have to be pulled, shaped, and molded. We both know that sometimes you'll have to cry it out in your pillow at night because no one else understands, because you're over it and you're asking yourself, what is the point? You are the point. Waking up in peace in a house that you could only dream of is the point. Going to work happy and finally enjoying what you do for a living is the point. Seeing your kids have the childhood that you could never have is the point. Proving to yourself over and over again that whatever you put your mind to, you actually do. That's the point, sis. You are the point. You are worth the journey. You are worth this fight. You're worth the time it will take. You are worth the miles that you may have to walk to get there. You are worth it, sis. Always have been, always will be. I was listening to an episode on NPR's Code Switch called The Women Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. And when I say I was tapped in from the moment I press play, when we think about the bus boycott, we think about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, but we never really learned how this bus boycott was organized. But in this episode, you hear directly from the many women who organized for months and did what it took to make this bus boycott happen. And y'all, I was locked in the entire time. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out NPR's podcasts. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories of joy, stories of resilience, stories that are distinct and varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. I had to say that to you today because I needed to hear that too. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like hearing words like "you are worth it" and "don't give up, keep going, I believe in you, I'm proud of you." Hearing words like that can feel like a cold glass of water on a day where you've had nothing to drink. And maybe if we heard those words more, even if we're having a bad day and did nothing worth being proud of, maybe if we heard those words more, we wouldn't feel so inclined to give up and throw in the towel when our lives felt like they are falling apart. Fighting for your dreams and fighting for the things you want in life can be looked at in two different ways, boo. You can either look at it like, dang, here we go again. You know, another issue, another obstacle, another challenge. Oh God, why me? Why does this keep happening to me? Or you can turn it around and you can say, okay, here we go again. Another issue. Okay. Another obstacle. Okay. Another challenge. Let's go. Let's do it. Whatever. Even if I cry, even if I get scared or worried, even if I'm tired or I'm afraid. Yes, I may have to put up a fight today, but at least I'm brave enough to get in this ring. You feel me? And I'm going to keep getting in this ring, and I'm going to keep swinging and keep kicking until I get what I've been fighting for. That is the mentality that you have, sis. Sometimes you have to press your way through. To press means to move into a position of contact with something by exerting continuous force. To apply pressure, you have to press your way through, sis. Meaning, no matter what might happen today, you will push forward. No matter who calls you today and says whatever they have to say, your eyes are still looking ahead and you continue to move forward. Whatever happens at work today, you press. Whatever your family members are acting like, you press. Whatever your bank account reads, you press. Whatever the doctor said, the therapist said, the lawyer said, whatever the diagnosis read, you press. You press, sis. You press and you keep pressing through and you keep pressing until you break through. Because the breakthrough is coming, right? Every obstacle has an expiration date. We know that. The breakthrough is coming. But what keeps me from giving up and walking away is saying, what if today is that day? You know, what if I submitted 100 job applications, but what if this is the one that I get? What if this is the email that I get a response to that might change my life? What if this is the person that I needed to introduce myself to that might help me get to where I want to go? What if this is the house that we actually end up getting? We can't give up. What if this is the audition? What if this is the YouTube video that will go viral? What if this is that moment? You understand? What if today is that day? Y'all, I can't give up and then get old and look back at my life and be like, dang, what if I had kept going, you know? What if I kept going hard at that thing I was working on? What if I had kept writing? What if I had kept creating? What if I had ignored my friends' opinions of me and started doing things that I love doing? What if that moment I gave up? What if that was the exact moment where all my dreams were about to come true? And I just walked away. No, don't let that be your story. Keep going, sis. Let today's episode just serve as a mere reminder to keep going at whatever it is you're doing. Whatever it is, whatever you want, whatever you're working on, whoever you're becoming. Keep going. Keep fighting. Keep swinging until you get there. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.